Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, my head was just bobbing like a mother. I can swear to that.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
It was bobbing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, see?
So
see,
I don't have to keep my hands on my desk.
No.
Great. I'm disappointed.
Whatever. Let me introduce the show, then you can say why you're disappointed. All right? Because y'all always try to derail me, and it works. So no derailing me tonight, because you know I get distracted. Ooh, shiny.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
What am I doing? Introducing the
intro.
Show. All right. Intro. It's a time for an intro. it is, what day is it? It's May 23rd, 2013. It's Thursday. And it's time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. And I just realized something. Do we have Twitch going?
No, because that's the Gingerlicious usually hosts a Twitch, you know, because she has the NASA set up. So
yeah,
none of us
exactly.
have NASA.
I'm so fucking jealous of that. Anyway, okay, so.
She's out sick.
Yeah, Ginger is out sick tonight, so there's no Twitch, so we're only on Blog Talk, hope you guys don't mind. But anyway, you need to know who the rest of us are, although you probably know who I am, because I'm completely weird. But I'm Snow White. Yeah, and then we also have the boss lady up in the hizzle. It was a Gaminatrix / Aurith. Did you just purr?
Oh my. I did. I've been around a cat all day.
Okay, just making sure. And actually, who decided to pop in and help us with the show tonight, since Mrs. Ginger is holding it down over there on her own, is Molly Pop. Hi, Molly.
Hello. There's my sound effect right on cue. Right on cue.
We all need sound effects, I think.
Well, we've been working on that for like, 5 years? We never get our sound effects.
You need, since you're Gaminatrix, you need like the sound of a whip cracking.
I do not.
You do. You totally do. You need the sound of a whip cracking. I don't know what the fuck sound I need. What do I need?
Little birdie.
Yes. That's what I need. And then. That's what I need right there.
That would be.
That is what I need because it's so my personality. And then Ginger Rocks needs like a guitar riff. You know what I mean? Like some sort of punk guitar riff. I think that'd be fucking awesome.
No, it should be the theme to Rainbow Bright.
Oh my god, yes!
I don't remember what that was, but...
It needs like a punk twist to it. It can't be the actual theme, it needs a punk twist to it. You know what I mean? Let me give the call a number if you want to call in and chat with us. It is 347-215-7977. Again, it is 347-215-7977. I'm going to give the warning I give every time I remember to give up the phone number, which isn't every week because I'm totally professional like that. If you call in and you want to troll us, I'm going to go ahead and warn you, we're not easy to troll because we will troll your ass right back.
You got caller ID and all kinds of cakes and pies and toys on our switchboard. We will find you. You don't have to go and confess. We're looking for you. We're going to find you.
Hide your kids and hide your wife because we're going to find you. All right?
Anyway. Anybody got time for that?
It's going to be one of those shows. All right. What are we talking about?
Booyah! Pancakes! Oh, I'm sorry. That's what's
Oh, you know what? Plate. I have an announcement. I'm so excited.
Let's hear it.
What?
Lay it on me.
It's like, you guys are not going to be excited, but I'm excited. I'm very excited. I actually splurged and bought a game. I bought Hospital Tycoon on Steam, and I got it for $4.99.
Ew.
$5. I got it for $5.
Well, at least you're paying attention, because every Friday we tell people where to go buy the cheap games, and they don't go.
Right. I saw it for like $30 and for like $40 and $20. I'm like, fuck that shit. I got it on Steam for $5. Hell yeah.
Have you played Theme Hospital?
Hell yeah.
No, not yet.
See, if you would just play Theme Hospital, you wouldn't like that one anymore, I promise you. I'm serious. I'm serious. Theme Hospital is so much better than Hospital Tycoon. I tell you what, I'm going to install Hospital Tycoon, and then I'm going to do a comparison just for you.
Anything with Tycoon in the name, though, like, I just fucking love me some Roller Coaster Tycoon. So anything with Tycoon in the name, I'm just like, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Totally check it out on Steam, because it's $5 right now. Mm. Serious.
Anything with Sim in the title, unless it's SimCity.
Breathe all over that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm mad about? To reach way back. Do you remember they used to have Lemonade Tycoon?
I don't even know about that.
Well, it was good, but it's the first ever digital game that I bought, and I bought it from PopCap right before EA bought them, and then when they bought them, my game disappeared.
Really?
$12 I will never get back. That's why I don't do digital games.
Sons of bitches.
Yes, that's why we used to argue with Blaster about digital games. That's what will happen. If Steam ever goes away, we all lose our stuff. Steam, fix it. Fix it, damn it.
Dear Steam, fix it.
Shit, fix your shit. No, they're okay for now. All right.
Can I just, I'm just going to interject with this joke that we were talking about, like, article ideas, and I'm sure as if you've ever been sleep deprived, you come up with some pretty fucking terrible article ideas.
Yes.
And so I was like, what if we just, like, asked people to do stuff like, dear so-and-so, do this. And so we were, like, you know, shooting out ideas. And I was like, dear Google, make a car. And then one of our friends, one of my editors was like, dear Microsoft, stop. Just
yeah, that's my line.
Yeah, and I was like, I need to write that down and tell that to Corey because
yes, because that is my joke. So I guess we should dive in, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's dive right in, head first, baby.
Do you have anything that would make Ginger go in the high register? Because you know,
she's already
not do that.
She's already been in the high register now, and we need to fill you in because you were busy the day Microsoft did the big reveal, so you don't know all this juicy terribleness.
Yeah, I really don't. All right, break it down so I can get mad. Go ahead and break it down.
All right, so Microsoft
is real mad in here.
It's getting mad in her. Okay, anyway. Wrong.
Spit it out.
I know I'm wrong. Okay, so those of you who were at work and were kind of trying to figure out what the fuck we were doing because we were tweeting and twitching and all kinds of stuff at the same time and running the broadcast live, Microsoft basically came out and in my estimation, showed us a very fancy cable box that you can control by moving your hands and you can talk to. They showed us a whole lot of cutscene footage. Yay. They told us what the console would be able to do, but they didn't show us a damn thing. And then they told us it will be out sometime later this year. We didn't even get a release date. So that is the high points there, Snow. So knowing that, I'm sorry, it does come with a Kinect now, which they did show us some of the Kinect that it's supposed to have more bones. It still does not, if I'm remembering correctly, have quite as many bones as the Wii sensor bar did when it came out in 2005. But, yeah. So, Snow, just with that in mind, would you spend $5.99 for that? Oh, it integrates with your live TV, by the way, if you have service.
Wait.
Service.
$5.99 isn't $5.99 or $500.99?
No, you heard me. I said say
$5.99.
That's right. I said $599.
All right, hold on. Maybe I'm on
hold
pain
up.
Medication.
Hold up.
But break it down for me. What would I be paying $600 for?
A new Kinect. One controller. And always, wait a minute, I'm sorry, has to be on at least once a week, Xbox. You also get to stream live TV, which was rather jerky when they showed it to you, but only if you already have cable service with Xfinity and their new partnership with EA, who stabbed them in the back the next day and went back to the Wii U.
wait, back it up, hold up.
It's a lot.
Back it up. I don't give a shit. It doesn't sound good to me. Back it up a little bit.
What is this deal about the Xbox having to be on at least once a week? What are they going to do? Are they going to revoke your Xbox license?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Molly, do you know? You may have caught some tidbits that we didn't. Do you know why?
You know, actually, when you say once a week, I thought it had, last I heard, and this is where I'm just so exhausted with Xbox One already, because I'm hearing different things from different official Microsoft sources.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so that's where I'm just like, what? Because, like, somebody, Xbox support, who I assume would have a decent understanding of what's to come in the Xbox One world, and somebody was like, it's Boshi that you are charging for used games and that whole fiasco. And they were like, that Wired, whoever it was like, that article is not true. And then I'm pretty sure, like, a CEO or something was like, yeah, that's totally true. I was like, well, the fuck? I don't understand. What is this real life, Microsoft? Is this real life? I don't know. I want to be in the real world. Where are we?
I'm still a little, like, I still don't understand where this $600 is going. I really don't. I honestly don't understand where the $600 is going. Sure, you get a Kinect, you get one controller. Okay, and?
And okay. A one-of-a-kind it's so funny that we're talking about this, because I had my email up, and I was like, I just looked and it said, Xbox One, what it is. I can tell you what they want you to think it is, if you would like.
Sure. Break it. Tell us, and then let me speak for a little while.
Let me just break it down for you a little bit. Okay. All right. What it is, tab open. Cutting edge design meets cutting edge technology. Xbox One delivers an entertainment experience like nothing before. Okay, that's Boshi. I'm not even going to try to read that press release. Okay. A one-of-a-kind architecture. Xbox One was designed to be the most advanced gaming console ever and the best entertainment console. Now you can run a host of apps right alongside your game without any loss of performance. Split your screen. Split your screen, not your time. Ever wish you could chat with a friend on Skype while watching a movie?
Wait, did she just, like, rewind herself and
say that? I did.
I just wanted to make sure I got that.
Ever wish you could chat with a friend on Skype while watching a movie? No, because I can do it on my PC right now. With Snap, you can do both at the same time on the same screen. And there's a picture of a girl and Lord of the Rings. Somebody's watching Lord of the Rings,
you know,
and then
that pretty little tablet you said, hey, you can take this tablet, you don't have to disturb the other person watching the movie, is not looking so bad right now, is it, people?
You know, and I'll be honest, when I'm watching a movie, don't fucking talk to me.
Right?
Seriously, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want you all up in my business. If I'm watching a movie, obviously I'm paying attention to the movie. I don't need you talking to me. Leave me the fuck alone. This split screen does nothing for me.
So they have the three.
If I've seen the movie before. You know, like, if I invite you over and you say, I want to watch, and I've seen it and you have it, I don't even want to talk to you then. Shut up.
Exactly. Exactly. Even if we've both seen the damn movie, don't fucking talk to me. Obviously, I'm watching the movie again because I like it. I've seen Lord of the Rings, all three of them, at least 100 times. I'm not even kidding. I will sit down and have a marathon of watching Lord of the Rings movies. But if you try to talk to me while I'm watching the movies, you will get a shit death glare. Just leave me alone.
Shit death. The shit glare.
The worst kind of death is the
shit death glare.
I'm looking. Okay, I accepted that. All right. Okay, we have specs. I looked up on what we wrote. Okay, the system boasts 8 GB of RAM, an 8-core CPU, and a Blu-ray drive. The system will run over a kernel of Windows and uses USB 3.1 tech. I wasn't sure if that was dust on my screen or 3.1 or 3.0 tech. Excuse me. In addition to the next-gen Kinect sensor, has a better understanding of skeletal systems, as Corey said, and distribution of weights. Microsoft hopes that the updated sensing abilities of the Kinect will make it more responsive and accurate than ever, especially considering the Kinect is a crucial component of the new system because it has to be plugged in. Right?
Mm-hmm. All the
Microsoft
time.
Promises dedicated game DVR that lets gamers record all of their favorite gaming moments. Blah, blah. There was something about three types of, like, the architecture was three types of processors, right?
I vaguely remember, but I told you, they lost me halfway through. I started purse shopping. I was just like, I don't know what you want. What are you trying to show me?
Because that I was genuinely interested in. Each was dedicated to a certain part. So I'm looking that up.
Talk amongst yourselves.
What you're spending your money on.
Exactly what I'm spending my money on, yes. And what exactly makes this worth $600? Because to me, there's nothing there worth $600.
It is cable box is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And all of these features you're telling me, I can find these features on other devices already. The split screen, dude, I can find that on other devices. Why would I need to pay
split screen on my TV now. My Samsung is badass.
Exactly.
She can split and she can break it down into different channels.
So why are you going to pay $600 for an extra device when you've already got it?
Well, I guess that's the point now. I mean, we were kind of talking about this, and by we, I mean everybody, our forums have been. It's amazing how passionate people are about this. Like, I was not expecting such either anger or hype. Like, those are the only two. Like, there's really no.
But it went from hype to anger is what it went. I remember at the beginning of the conference, we were like, oh, man, that's awesome, when they were showing us the TV stuff. But when they got to the gamer parts, we were like, okay, well, where's our part as gamers? Where's our stuff? And then that's when it turned to anger. It's like, where the fuck? You're talking about Madden? I want to show it to me. I want to see it.
As a sports fan, though, the integration of fantasy, yeah, I was kind of like, that's fucking cool, Microsoft. That's fucking
now,
cool.
Let me update Snow. Okay, so they supposedly integrated, so your fantasy, if you play fantasy football, baseball, whatever it is you play, it updates real time there on your screen, which is cool, mind you. But again, they kind of went, they didn't go all over the place. I know Ural was making comments. He says if they would implement this same stuff with something like CSI, you know, they didn't step into the next generation, like where we have a lot of shows now that do I forget what it's called, where if you have an iPad, a story sync, that's what they call it. So let's say you're watching The Walking Dead, you have an iPad, you can sit with your iPad during the show and stuff pops up on the iPad, either telling you where they filmed this or maybe this song that you're hearing is this song, because people are always asking questions about what they're seeing on the screen, but instead of having to wait till the end of the show, this stuff pops up. And then when the commercial comes on, you can look down, oh, that song is by so-and-so. Oh, I can buy that here. Or, oh, hey, you know, this was filmed here. Oh, I live near there. I should go down there next time. So this is where they had a chance to do that and partner with different shows or do something with games or partner. They could have done a million things, but they chose sports only. Why only sports? There's people that are hardcore Game of Thrones fans, hardcore True Blood, Doctor Who. You those shows right there. You could have went and say, okay, now if you like Game of Thrones, you can do such and such on the side, and you can place bets or something on who's gonna get killed next. I don't know, something. But they only did sports. We got six ESPN channels, which I already have and just canceled off my Comcast. Now I'm going to have to try to delete them bitches off my Xbox again. No, I think they did all of us a disservice. I wanted my gaming console. I don't care about the other stuff.
I did. And this is why I have kind of kept my mouth shut, because I'll look for sources and then I'll hear one thing, and then another source will be like, oh, no, that's Boshi. I'm like, well,
oh, the used game thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, well, and other things, too. And it's just like indie support. And then, like, other people are like, no, it's going to be there. Wait till E3. And then I heard somebody else say that this past, like, that the reveal was more towards Microsoft investors, which is why it felt so strange. But I don't know how true that is. And they did say that, like, They were going to break it up into two parts and that everything would be available at E3. But I can't help but be like, when you're at E3, yes, you get all the coverage and everybody's watching you, but you had everybody
watching
focus
you.
On you,
that's
which is why. But I mean, shit, what do I know? I mean, fucking.
No, we all, everybody said that. I said it. I said, why would you make this big hype and get all eyes on you and then not bring it? I would have knocked it out of the park, so that when you got to E3, it was just like, okay, I'd have walked out on the stage. What was it? Somebody in our chat room said he should have just walked out on the stage and, you know, with a white sheet and yanked it off and went, boom, bitches. That's what you should have been doing at E3. You should have already shown us and walked out on the stage and said, boom, bitches, and snatched the sheet off and walked off and said, that's our conference. We've already shown you what we got. You should have brought it. You had us for a whole hour watching you talk about what the console is going to be able to do as opposed to showing me. I wanted to see, you know, you show me the little lady doing the yoga and the Tai Chi. And yes, no, they showed us the Tai Chi stuff. And I know that was a direct dig at Nintendo. You know, Nintendo has the you know, has those things.
Crouching Tiger.
Yes.
We have more
bones. By the way, we still can't see your fingers, but the Wii U... Sensor bar can see your
fingers. I'll show you a finger, Microsoft. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing that flabbergasts me with this. If you come to a conference, if this is supposed to be your big aha moment, like this big moment of, hey, look at what we got, why not show us something? I can kind of understand what they were doing. They're like, oh, well, we'll just give them a little taste and ha, 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 we'll just show you later. You didn't give us anything. This
you didn't
was
give
like.
They wanted you to make you want to see later.
Yeah, this was like maybe a small scent of it. There wasn't really a taste. It was kind of like, what the fuck is that? And then we lose interest.
Kind of like what PlayStation 4 did right the day before Microsoft had their reveal. They're like, we got some teaser trailer. And then they showed us very, very close pictures of the controller. And I'm like, what is that? Is that a button?
Is that
a boob?
Butt or a button?
I don't know.
Is it a boob?
Wait a minute. That's a boob?
What's that?
Tilt your head. Is that a toe? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is, PlayStation.
That's not a toe.
Like a
that's just a really
that's
small
what
cock.
Felt like.
No.
I mean, and I know that, like, there's going to be more, obviously. I mean, and I am excited about, I will admit, when they were like, oh, Remedy, I was like, Alan Wake 2? Everyone shut the fuck
up.
Is it Alan Wake 2?
Well, see, here's the thing. Okay, I haven't got a chance to play Alan Wake, and I guess I never will because it's not backwards compatible. One. Two, this GameStop thing that they're going back and forth, there's even more. The GameStop is confused. We're all confused. And let me update Snow. Let me update Snow real quick. Okay, so they told us that let's say I buy a game at GameStop brand new. And yeah. I say, okay, Snow, I'm going to sell it to you for $20. And you go home and install it. And guess what? It don't work on your console. Unless you pay for it again. Now, we don't know what this price is going to be. They may charge you the full price of a game. They may say, oh, you bought this, you know, pay $10 and you can play. But basically, this caused all kinds of mayhem during the stock market that day. GameStop stock is dropping because they're like, what the fuck? You know, we can't do any more use game sales.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you heard me.
Wait, no.
You heard
wait.
Me.
It did come back up.
Wait. Hey, don't make me come through this microphone with you.
Sorry,
okay. I'm crotchety today. I feel old.
I like how you ran all those Z's together.
Crotchety. You got it. All right. Here we go. What? Okay. So, if I have a game, and I'm like, hey, Corey, I'm going to give this game to you. I already paid full price for it. Company's already got their money for it. Everything's good to go. I'm going to sell this game to you. It's legal because it's my game. I bought it. I own it. I should be able to sell it to my friend, right?
Nope.
It's a use. It's not full price. I've already been playing it. I've already beat the damn thing 400 times because that's what I do with games. I beat them a lot. Oh, that sounded dirty. And then...
oh, my.
And then I want to sell it to my friend Corey over here so she can play it. And then Corey has to pay extra for a used game that
yes.
she bought from a... Bitches, are you out your damn minds? Let me just... No, I don't even want to. Let me just finish.
Okay. I thought you were finished. I apologize.
No. I don't understand this. I don't understand where this is coming from. If I own the game, if I bought it, if I bought the game from a store and I own the game, whether it was online or whether it was actually like a hard copy in the store, it's my fucking game. Let me do what I want with it. It's like if I bought a pair of shoes. I wore the shoes. I don't want the shoes anymore. I'm going to give them to a friend. The friend doesn't have to pay to wear the fucking shoes. Okay? They wear the shoes for free because they bought them from me already. It makes no sense. It's my property. I should be able to sell it to who I want to ever want to sell it to, and there should be no additional fees for that. None. It's my property. Okay?
Not no more.
That is fucking stupid.
Well, see, now, and here's the back and forth. And I'm sorry, Ma, that I'm going to let you jump in here, but even earlier today, you know, there was an earnings call with GameStop, and they, you know, of course, they were asking them about, you know, what's this going to mean for GameStop's business, and they're like, you know, it's good, it's all good, it's fine, it's fine. No, it's not fine. No, it's not fine.
Oh.
It really isn't. I need to be able to sell my game. That's how I get new games that I've paid for, you know, that we didn't get to review. I usually take them down. I trade them in. I get me a new game. That's what I planned on doing with GTA. I was going to part with my GTA and say, I would like to get the new GTA. Take this old one. And here, take all these games because I no longer need them because Xbox One is coming, but I would like to have my copy of GTA 5 so that I can play. And now I can't.
Well, yeah, and that's well. And then I did read that. I mean, there was a drop after that Tuesday's reveal.
Yeah, like 2%, but 2% can hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, but it did show that people thought about it, and they're like, "Well, let's put two and two together, and we get four, so we better, you know, take it out." But that didn't make sense. That's fine. Well, my concern is, and then my general understanding is that there is. Because you have to install it onto the, and this is when I feel like a giant asshole because I like I don't know what is real anymore or what is like speculation because everything is a lie. Like I'm living in cake right now and I hate it. I don't know what is happening. Okay, but from what I have gathered from all shits of the fucking internet is that there like you have to install it onto your hard drive, right?
Yes, that you do.
And so that there is some kind of tie or a link to your system, to your tag. And
well,
so
it's tied to your gamer tag is what they said.
Okay. And so this is my question. I used to live with one of my friends and he had games that I didn't have and I had games that he didn't have. And we were all living in the same household, so I'd be like, yeah, you can play my Gears of War 3. Let me borrow your UFC punch him in the face level, whatever. And so, like, if it's not tied, like, so would I then not be able to play on my account? Would I have to pay?
Ah, see, you brought up an interesting point, because they went into saying something about it'll be, you know, for the family, but when you have friends over, or if you have a roommate that's obviously not your family, you don't want to put them on your family account because, you know, what if they, you know, decide to marry the Eiffel Tower and move to Paris, and then, you know, you're stuck with their game, or you're stuck with their tag on your system, or their name on your stuff. I don't understand, and they're not being clear, and as you said, they keep lying. Every time somebody asks them a question, they say, oh, no, that's not right, and then somebody else says something different. Matter of fact, even during the show, I love you, Major Nelson, but you know what? I'm going to pull your hair when I see you again. I'm going to pull it because I don't know what you were talking about either. If you were watching the pop-up at the bottom of the screen, he was trying to explain, but he wasn't doing a good job either. We have just stuff all over the place, and I cannot imagine that it's going to get any better at E3. I cannot imagine.
I mean... Here's my see. This is my first really moment where I'm actually really paying attention during a next gen launch, because I got into the next generation like later on, and so when I bought my Xbox 360, it had already been out for I think at least a year or two, and so is the confusion that is surrounding this. Similar to
no,
any okay. So that's what I'm wondering.
I like the quick answer. No.
No. There's not so much confusion. They did lie a lot about the 360. They you know they told us a lot of things that we never got, and other things that we got much later, like the fact that you know Bing finally showed up on Xbox or Internet Explorer finally showed up on Xbox right before they give you the next one. They told us that at launch of the Xbox 360, it'll be Bing. And I keep harping on this one which usually makes you all laugh is and the reason I harp on it is if anybody knows us here, we're all of us here are very creative. We love making stuff. I don't care if it's digital, virtual. We all love to build stuff here. Mm-hmm. And the thing that stuck out in my mind was they were like, when we put up the Xbox Live Marketplace, you'll be able to sell your own things and T-shirts and things and your faceplates for Xbox, anything. And you
really?
Know, your creative side. Yes, I remember that very vividly because I was like, oh, I have so many ideas.
I'm
going to
be a billionaire.
Well, no, not billionaire. I just like to make stuff. I was like, oh, I have so many ideas. Oh, I'm going to have so much fun doing that. Nothing. I don't have it. I never forgot it. Oh, it'll be wireless. You know, you'll be able to play wirelessly. Yes, if you spend $40 and buy this little thing you can plug in, sure, you can play wirelessly. Why didn't you say
and then,
that?
And then they then made it internal later on.
Yeah, it took them a while to do so. So they do lie at launch, but this confusion part where they are just not clear, it's a lie. Is a lie is one thing, completely unclear, where I don't even know if you're lying. I'm kind of like, okay, it's kind of like, you know how you catch your girlfriend or your boyfriend out, and you say, I think I saw you out, and he's like, no, it wasn't me. Maybe it wasn't you. I didn't look at your face. No, it wasn't me, baby. You didn't see me. You didn't see me up front. You didn't see, you know, my face, right? Well, no, maybe it wasn't you. That's kind of how I feel right now. I don't know. Well, maybe Microsoft. Well, maybe you.
No,
really?
They really did. They did. Don't do not fall for that shit, Corey. Do not fall for that charm and those new shiny ass games. They did it.
Mr. Mustard in the kitchen with the wrench. I know it, Microsoft.
It was okay, that was shit for everywhere. It was the candlestick.
You know what? That was my favorite game on Sega, by the way. Clue.
Really?
It was. Oh, my God. Every time they hit somebody over the head with the candlestick, it's just cracked me up. I don't know why. They should just crack me up. I would die laughing. I'm stifling a giggle now because I'm picturing it in my head. Oh, that was hilarious. Okay. Other thing that they made bad situation worse. The Indie Games channel is already hidden. And now it is non-existent when they've come out with the new Xbox One. And I'm telling you, the list of developers who are angry about this has not stopped coming since we mentioned
larger
it
than like I remember somebody my gaming editor linked to me. He was like, Molly, look at this. It is huge. It's just this list of people just either tweeting during the. I mean, and like that and see like this is where it's just kind of like I haven't really seen this before. You know, like I've never
seen this before.
I still am in this state of like, what? Because like, I think I'm broke as a joke, so I'm not gonna be buying. I'm not gonna be buying one for a while anyway. And
you don't
so
have cable
like,
box, honey, you can just get one from the cable company. They'll bill you later. They won't even make you pay up front like Microsoft did.
True.
But I think, and this is back to the gaming.
Sorry.
What we did.
Sorry
God bless
about
you.
That. Thank you.
What we did. C-ish was Call of Duty Ghosts. Puppies. They have puppies, and they look adorable.
Yeah, they look like real puppies.
I do.
In the cutscene, they do.
You know what? I was like, listen, guys, I know it's like whatever Call of Duty. Like I was like, but those dogs look incredible. I was like Macklemore about Thrift Shop, but it was like about Call of Duty puppies. Like that's
I love
like,
that song.
That's what I was like. I was like, those dogs look incredible. They did, and they looked adorable. And you know what? I was pleasantly surprised with Infinity Ward because I'll be the first to tell you, I have been let down by Infinity Ward. Like
how so?
Just I get it's not it's gonna be new and it's not gonna be Modern Warfare. Blah 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 blah. Even though it is Modern Warfare, the next one.
Blah
and
blah
just,
blah. Don't forget the blah 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 now.
And
pretty much what it is. Modern
and so it's just like. Modern Warfare 3 felt like DLC for Modern Warfare 2 to me. A lot of people liked it. I just...
They all feel like DLC to me. You know what it is? Is that I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna do the trump card. Where I've been around a lot longer than y'all. I've been around long enough to see the trend. And every time I look at it, it's the same game. They give you prettier graphics, but it's the same game over and over. That's why I'm like, I'm fucking sick of FPSs because it's the same one over and over. How many different times can I reload the gun and jump over the wall and then come and shoot you in the face? Really, I'm tired.
How many times, Corey? So many.
Now
times.
The only FPS game that I found that was even slightly amusing to me because it's so not my deal. You can ask anyone who's ever known me. FPS games, not my deal. I don't like them. I think, for me, they're monotonous. I can't stand them. The only one that even kept my attention for a little while had to be Team Fortress 2. And the reason behind that
and I didn't
is
even like that.
Oh, my God. Erica, if you're listening, oh, my God, we played the fuck out of that.
Woman.
Sorry.
I swear.
I'm going to die.
I'm so going to have to... Like, discipline you later for this shit. Just hold on.
Molly, don't let her scare you. She's just fucking with you because she's letting her.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was like,
don't worry about it.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No, don't worry. What the hell? hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah. The only reason I even liked Team Fortress 2 is because the characters were funny. They were fucking hilarious. They were unique. I'd never seen them before. I mean, you know, you have, like, the heavy guy who sandwich, and he's, like, munching on a sandwich, and the medic running around with a gun that could either, like, a syringe gun to kill people and a healing gun that shoots a stream of, I don't even know what the fuck it was, that it heals people. You got an engineer making shit. It's awesome. Okay, that is what kept my attention. It wasn't because, oh, I'm going to pwn you, noob. It was because I was laughing at the characters. I heard, medic! And I'm like, hee, hee, hee.
You know, the only FPS that I actually like, and it's, well, y'all hear us talk about it here all the time, and a lot of y'all don't realize it has FPS capabilities. Fallen Earth, I love it.
Yes, it does have
FPS capabilities. I love it, and the only reason I love it is because I can dual wield whatever the fuck I want, and it doesn't have to be a machine gun. So I got a machete in one hand, and I got a pistol with a silencer in the other one as of late. I will pistol whoop you, cut you, and then shoot you in the head. That's how I roll. That's the only one I like. And it's different every time I play, every time I have to kill a person, other player, giant chicken, giant snake, sandworm, whatever it is I'm killing.
Big fucking prairie chickens that scare the shit out of me. And I'm still mad at Fallen Earth, by the way, for making a goddamn free-to-play crafting character that can only craft one thing at a fucking time. Are you kidding?
Oh, no, you're two. Oh, you're two now. You got two spaces.
That still don't make no damn difference to
you. I know. And I still can't find no milk. I've been looking for milk for 3 months. Anybody got some tainted milk, send it my way. Put it in the email.
I might, actually.
Send me some milk. I need to make some more cookies.
But so back to what we have talked
is
about.
Is she seriously trying to wrangle us back on topic?
Yes, she is.
You are up at our house.
She's a professional. Let me get back on tech.
We're professional, too. We just don't act like it.
All right. I'm interested to hear what you guys think, what you ladies think about it.
That was a nice way to put it.
Yeah, I think nailed it. They were talking about, now I just like lost everything. I think 15 exclusive titles, eight of which will be new IPs, correct? And then 12 will be released within the year. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Somebody's lying. They're lying. They are lying. Yeah, they did say that, but they are lying. That's one of those lies they tell at launch time. I'm going to tell you why. Because if they were going to launch them, they would have at least shown you some of them. Right then and there, I don't think we're going to see them at E3 either. Or you're going to see cutscenes. I don't want any more cutscenes, is what I want. I don't want. I want to see the real game. I want to see somebody playing it. I said this during we were Twitching, that the reason why Microsoft sold so many of that damn Raven Rabbids game is because they put somebody on the stage during E3 and during every conference you went to. If it wasn't somebody from the company, it was the Frag Dolls. That's why all of them were looking like crackheads for a while, if y'all want to know the truth. They had to demo that game all day. All fucking day. I remember Roulette asking me to go, please go get me something to drink. She was dancing. I'm tired of dropping it like it's hot. Give me something to drink. And I was like, okay. No, she didn't say that part. But yeah, so they that's why that game sold so well, because people as gamers
saw somebody playing it.
Yes, and that's how we all get into it. That's how I remember having my first experience with a game. It wasn't because I said, oh, it's a game, it's in the store. It's because I was at my friend's house and her brother was playing a game. And I walked past the screen and fell in love and went, oh, what is that?
Tell me more.
And I sat down on the screen and was rubbing my legs. Oh, God.
And now can a song from Grease is in my head. What the?
Can I touch the, what is that thing you're holding in your controller? Can I hold it? Can I put it? What happens when you push that button? That
can
one
I
button.
Stroke it? Can I touch it?
Look, you hear what I said? You heard I said that one button, because remember, controllers only used to have one button.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit. I wanna press your button.
What happens when you push that button? Oh, my God. Do it again. Okay.
Missiles launch.
Yes, so it is not showing me cutscenes. It is showing me somebody playing it. I would have, I said Tuesday, if they had just shown me somebody doing half the shit they were talking about, I would have been like, I'm in. Here, take that.
Yeah, because the only live demo that we really saw in real time, supposedly, was the Skype thing, right?
I don't think that was real time the way they were talking. It sounded very scripted, and like the other guy was recorded. That's what I said.
I don't know. I mean, now, I was streaming, so I was just kind of like, what is happening?
Now here's my favorite comment of the week that is a horrible thing for him to say, a stupid thing for him to say, was Don Matrick told the Wall Street Journal that the Xbox 360 is not backwards compatible, or he explained why. He says, if you're backwards compatible, you're really backwards.
What?
He says, only 5% of customers play older titles on a new system.
What the fuck? Is he serious? Why? What? Okay, which? Hold up.
Hold up.
Blah, blah, blah. All right. Check it. What the fuck? Really? Okay. Hold on. Let me get
she
my brain straight.
This is awesome. I'm having so much fun right now.
I don't even know where to begin with this. Only 5%. Who the fuck are you talking to, man? Every single gamer I've ever met in my life has been like,
wait, my God, I
want to play my older games on my new system. Yeah. I'm so glad.
You hit the nail on the head. He says only 5% play. It's because Microsoft, you know why only 5% play? Because you didn't fucking give us backwards compatibility. We had no choice.
Thank you.
Notice Nintendo's, every single one of their consoles been backwards compatible, and people still fucking play Mario Kart 3. You know, get on the Nintendo social thing every now and again, and look, people still play all of their games. They still play their original Mario, Yoshi. I see them play all of it because they can, because sometimes you're sitting there and you feel nostalgic. PC gamers will tell you the same thing. Sometimes, and I got a stack from floor to ceiling of PC games next to me, and I was looking the other day going, you know what? I think I need to reinstall Vampire the Masquerade from 1995. I think I need to play that.
And you
can't do that when your shit is not backwards compatible. You simply cannot. That's why it's only 5% play. It has nothing to do with the gamers don't want to. You don't let us. I'm still waiting to play Gladius, goddammit.
Girl, I have so many PC games right now sitting over here that I want to play that I cannot play on my Windows system right now. Like, I have my Dungeon Keeper game that doesn't work. I have my Startopia game that doesn't work. And I fucking love Startopia. I don't know why, but I'm so fucking addicted to that game. I don't even know why.
You love me if I get you an emulator, because that's what you need.
Yes.
I got you, girl. That's how I play Theme Hospital. Got to emulate.
I'm looking for Roller Coaster Tycoon as we speak right now. I know it's here somewhere.
Girl, I got Roller Coaster Tycoon. I'm going to be playing that later. Don't nobody fuck with me, okay?
I'm going to need you to pass me the Roller Coaster Tycoon when you get it.
Okay.
Why is it you like Roller Coaster Tycoon and not Hospital Tycoon?
Because I played Theme Hospital first, which was the predecessor to what you're playing, and the predecessor was way better. I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. The Hospital Tycoon got to be boring. The Theme Hospital was hilarious, especially with the little English lady. I love anybody with an English accent.
I laughed my ass off at a Hospital Tycoon.
Doctor needed in flat tongue clinic. 2 surgeons required in the operating theater. Please, no vomiting in the corridors. I love it.
And sounds like something you hear in Harry Potter.
I was like, is Doctor Who on right now? Or like, why am I sure? Rose, is that you?
Sting spells in the corridor.
See, Dark One knows what I'm talking about. Theme Hospital was awesome back in the days, before EA started fucking up everything.
Well, I still like my Hospital Tycoon, and I'm so excited I got it for $5. $5.
Anything you want. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong
name
show.
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
You know, I wanted to kind of share. My thing is I get on the like good stuff later on. Like that's what I do. I'm like a really late bloomer in everything. So I was at a friend's house for like years at a time, felt like, but like she had in a good way, Kristen, I know she's listening. She's going to text me in like 20 seconds. And she has a PlayStation 3. I only have an Xbox 360. So I didn't get to play Journey until recently.
You mean the longest Journey?
What?
The longest Journey?
No, just Journey by that gaming developer.
No, every time I hear Journey, I think of the band.
I think of the longest Journey, the game.
And this is kind of tying into why this indie thing is so important.
Yes.
I was obsessed with that game. Like, I cried at the end, and there's no dialogue in that game, just so you know.
I know which one you're talking about now. I didn't get to play that one.
It's amazing. And, like, you could ask the people that were, like, in the living room with me. I was just like, I just over and over was like, Jared, look at that moon. Look at that. Don't look at me right now.
See, she has a thing about the moon. I'm water. Yeah, me and water in game.
Oh, there was water too? There was a water and a moon. So I was.
Girl, I remember when we played, what was that? That browser based game that we went in?
Oh, City of Steam.
Yeah, I remember us going in there, and you would not stop talking about the damn water. And then
the dust motes.
No, I was stuck on the dust motes. I was like, oh, these are so cool. Come look at these dust motes. They're so pretty. And we spent like 15 minutes just staring at dust motes. The guy's like, you know, there's actually a game.
A game outside of the house.
You can do things here.
But I see what you're – I get what you're getting at, because I didn't get a – you know, on the PlayStation 3 till later and found out that it's – and I never disliked the console. I kept telling people it was never the console.
She went, years? Hardly.
Yes.
Sorry, Kristen. Sorry.
I don't dislike Sony, the console. I think they make good consoles. I dislike the price, and I dislike what they did with the marketing when they came out with the PS3, because it pisses me off. I want – You're asking me for money. You're asking me for an exorbitant amount of money for something that I don't actually need. I don't need my Xbox. I don't need a PlayStation. I don't need any of it. But you want me to give you my money. Then I want you to entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make me want to give you this money. And I didn't feel like they made me do that. But when I got in there to play, and you know, when they fucked up and they gave away the free games, I got my Infamous. And I got my Little Big Planet, and I said, oh, my God, now I finally get why everybody's so in love with Little Big Planet. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, I got to play that, too. I'm so in love with it.
Yeah,
it
was immediate, because at first I was looking, I was like, this stupid game, everybody wants to play this fucking stupid. Oh, I love this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I hate the games like that. You don't want to like them from the start. You're like, this would be such a fucking stupid-ass game. And God, why am I even bothering this? I know I'm going to, oh, this is kind of fun.
Like, oh, I love it.
I
thought Infamous, it was a little repetitive, but I love, look, as none of them have listened to me talk about, I love the little bombers that come to blow you up and how they sing the theme to Mission Impossible off key, all angry. Da, 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 da.
You know, okay, I got to admit, Dungeon Keeper is fucking repetitive. It is. But I love it because you can, like, smack your imps. And
yes,
I'm always singing something like, smack your imp up, smack, smack, you know. Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. I mean, it's just really fun.
See, and you're hitting nail on the head. Microsoft does not give us backwards compatibility, and they're even trying to do it on your PC. So now, it used to be, if you guys remember, way back, even Vista, I think you still could. You could check a setting that would allow you to play games all the way back to, like, Windows 95. It would say, run this in Windows 95 mode. Anybody remember that little box? You had to go look for it.
Yeah.
In years. Yeah, but you could play all of your PC games all the way back. Now, that box is hidden somewhere else. Anybody got Windows 8? I couldn't find it all on somebody else's computer.
Girl, don't even get me started on that goddamn operating system. Right?
I held it down as long as I could. Oh, Windows fucking 8. Oh. And then they're trying – that's the other thing. They're trying to integrate all this. I don't – I, on one hand, I love it because, you know, years ago when I was watching the original Total Recall, I thought it was brilliant how everything was all tied together. Even the new Total Recall, everything's all tied together. It's all seamless. You know, you go from your phone to your TV. But I don't really need all that. That's just too much.
I think they should give you an you know, there actually is an option to make it to where Windows 8 comes up with a classic desktop. There's a way to do that. It's not that hard to do. I can't remember how to do it right off, but I've helped a few customers do that. But
what they come out with the Xbox is they're saying probably not.
That was going to be my next point, though. There needs to be a way for us to be able to take all this newfangled shit you're giving us and put it back to something that works with what we're already doing.
Because
gamers. All that newfangled malarkey, damn kids, get off my lawn, okay? Seriously. You want things to be able to work, and I know that sounds like, oh, Snow, you really need to get with the times and, you know, get with all the new technology.
No, I want this shit to work.
Yeah, exactly. It's not about getting with new technology, because I love new technology. Surprise me.
Impress
me. The thing is, your shit is broke. Okay?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you can use your phone as a remote. And you know what? My TV came with a fucking remote. Why do I need my phone to be one? There's too many fucking remotes in my house. I got a remote for my air conditioner. I got one for the phone. I got one for the printer. I got one for the
fucking toilet.
I
can flush it from the kitchen.
Goddamn remote. What I need is a gaming system that I can sit down and enjoy without needing a fucking roadmap to figure out what the fuck I'm doing.
This button right here. No, that button right there turned on your GPS. Why do you have a GPS on?
No, that button right there, it turns on the fan in the bathroom. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
You know what I thought of, like, when when I think of like people doing you know, like the motion controls and all that stuff, I just think of Norman Jayden from Heavy Rain with that fucking thing with the cyber glasses on. He's got like Google glasses on or whatever, and like just swiping, and he looked like a fucking idiot. Like when it showed the picture of him, like, because you finally got to see him, what he looks like, and that's probably why they didn't do it very often, because he looks like a fucking idiot. So like, I was just like, I don't want to look that dumb in my living room. I already game with my mouth open and like out. I don't need to look any dumber.
Okay, the top thing also that we mentioned is, okay, this motion thing with the TV, unless they let you program your own motion in, you're not also considering you have disabled gamers. I know they were looking at this like the fuck.
We talked about this today too, actually.
Yeah, the fuck. How you know, maybe I don't have arms or I can't lift them.
It's not even really about being disabled. Not everyone moves the same. So your preset motions may not work for everyone. Because we got some people around here that are fucking flexible. Like myself, for instance. I'm fucking flexible. But the way I move may not match the way one of my friends moves. She's not as flexible as I am. Has nothing to do with her being disabled or anything like that. It has to do with the body movement.
I'm looking at
Snow. Snow turns on her computer with her feet. So, like,
girl, you should see how I sit every day in my computer chair. I'm like folded
up. She sits on her palms and plays with her feet. It's crazy.
It so is. And I even have to use my nose sometimes. I'm just that good. No, I understand the point about disabled people. And that's
I'm talking about, you know, our, you know, we big supporters here of disabled gamers. I know they had to be like, look at this.
The fuck?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Some of them don't have a voice. Like, a lot of it is voice commands. Xbox, Channel 5, what if you don't have, you know, voice? You can't talk. This whole fucking thing is like, somebody sat in the office and decided, I'm going to make the Xbox. I want this just for me.
And by the way, let me give a plug to the website before we start. For those of you who want to support our fellow gamers who may not have all of the capabilities that you do, go to ablegamers.com. Check them out. Excellent, excellent, excellent website. All right, carry on. Wanted to do that.
Yeah, so
fantastic guys too.
Yeah, awesome, awesome guys. We actually had them on the show a while back.
Yeah,
they were awesome.
Had them on time. Look, I should have them on time. We'll probably have them on and see what they think about it too.
Yeah, that'd be a great show.
Did they redo their site again? They redid their site again, and we had to have a talk. Spoon.
Well, and actually, now I have a friend on my friends list who is mute, and like we play multiplayer and just text each other like instead of because the message. Don't even get me started about the messaging system and how slow it is. Like, just don't even get me started. But she's not going to be able to buy an Xbox One. She's not going to be able to do that. She can't. Like, she can't speak.
Yeah.
Like, she's incapable of speaking. Like, she has no voice. Like, that's, like, there are people that live with that. And, like, I don't know. Just, come on.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
it's
mean,
not the majority. So,
no, it's,
it doesn't
you know,
matter.
That doesn't really fucking matter. Because I actually had... a guy called me. I was at work, and I had a guy call me, and he says, I'm calling on behalf of my father because my father can't speak. And I can hear his father in the background making these breathy noises because I guess he had a tracheotomy because he had throat cancer, you know? Mm-hmm. So his son was acting as a translator, and by the end of the call, his son was like, thank you so much for being patient. A lot of people, you know, don't try to work with people like, you know, work with my dad. And I'm like, it's not a problem at all. And then... A couple days before that, I had a guy call up who had no translator. He had no way to talk to me except by a computer program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to be able to take that into effect. It doesn't matter if it's even like 0.5% of the population who has these problems. That 0.5% still deserves the same rights that everybody else has. And if you don't think so, you're a fucking dick and you can go sit on a spike and die.
Passionate.
You know what? You know what really makes this funny? In a morbid sort of way, is Microsoft is listed as a supporter on the Evil Gamers website.
Yeah.
And it didn't occur to you that you were making something that they can't use.
You know, and I got to say, being a supporter means more than just giving money.
Yep.
Yeah.
That totally,
it's leading
totally
with
means more than that.
Leading with examples.
Like, exactly.
I mean, you have an opportunity. You have the money to change
exactly
the industry.
And as big a corporation as Microsoft is, you could be a huge example for other game developers.
You know how much they pay?
Developers.
Look at how much money they paid to the NFL because they're now officially partnered with the NFL. $400 million you paid.
You could be a huge example for other companies to fall right in line. I mean, you're already spearheading computers and all these other programs to go on the computers and all this other good stuff and all these consoles and everything, and yet you can't even spare the money to make games and consoles and systems that are, you know, that are disabled compatible. I couldn't think of the word. I still can't think of the word. But you know what I mean. Damn it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We do know.
I mean, it just takes like, honestly, it just takes like a feature or like an option or like, you know, like there's probably going to be an option to disable Skype. Why can't there be an option to disable, you know,
the voice and the motion?
Or, yeah. Say, because honestly, like, I have friends who I don't personally own a Kinect, but like I have a lot of friends who own it, and they don't use it unless they're
either.
Playing
mine
a Kinect game.
Mine has dust on it. You know who? Let me tell you who uses the Kinect. Baby Natrix. She plays Minecraft with her cousin. That's how they talk to each other. That's pretty much it. That's the only time the Kinect gets any use, and otherwise it's dusty. And I didn't even use it because I lost interest in Kinect because it's not like the Wii system. It's not. And I know they tried real hard, but part of what made the Wii work so well is because it had it interacted with the controller and then you, and you didn't have that option when you were playing with the Kinect. It was, you know, oh, we can see you, but you know, nobody better walk past.
Yeah, but see, honestly, it's the thing. Like, the good thing about the controller is it gives something for the game system to focus on. It's like a beacon that draws the game to the person playing and not just all the people in the background. That's really the point of the controller. You are an extension of the controller when you're playing. That's the whole purpose
of
the controller.
Amazing how you figure that out. You're not even a game developer. How come the company that made the console didn't think of that?
I don't know. The least they could do is give you something to, like, stick on your clothing to act like, you know, to tell the game, well, this is the person playing. The people in the background are paying attention to them. Because, I mean, I would hate to be playing a game and be doing really, really well, and then, you know, like a friend, hey, man, what's up? And my whole game's fucked.
Oh, well, yeah, that Harry Potter game they came out with, we had that issue, me and Baby Nature.
Speaking of, like, somebody popping up or whatever, because I know, like, so you've got the Kinect, it's always connected or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then didn't somebody say it's going to elevate, you know, your ability to, you know, to talk smack or whatever because you have Skype. But, like and my friend was saying, he was like, if it means I'm going to win a game, I'm going to show my fucking white ass and moon everybody. And I was like, I'm going to show my tits. I'll get a KD ratio like no other. Best KD ratio on Call of Duty Ghosts. Get at me, bros. Get on my level.
Just wrong.
That is not right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just wrong.
Sorry. I'm going to have like 1,000 friend requests on.
Yes, you really are. They're going to be like, ooh,
they'll be like,
short.
Hey, yo.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yo, Molly. What's up?
Hey, yo. Pixar, get the fuck out. Pixar, get the fuck out, my pop girl. No, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, is someone going to be able to pop up in front of me and be like, hey, girl, nice kill. Here's my dick. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, I don't really want to see all that. Thanks.
Or like, yeah, or like, what if some dude, because you can connect to everything on the Xbox, what if somebody's using it as a sex box? And then I see my friend doing that. I'm like, hey, man, you forgot to turn off Skype. And
now I see you junk.
It's all up.
A whole new meaning. When I usually tease the girls, I'll message them and say, get off that boy. Literally, there's a whole new meaning. I may actually catch you on that boy.
You'd be like, no, stop like, that boy. What? Oh, shit.
Well, this got awkward real quick.
Or I might be like, girl, you might learn something.
This is special.
Like a pop-up on your screen. Hey, so now you want to play some? Oh, stop.
Game over. I'm out. Signing out.
Girl, I'm sorry. Ooh, I was going to ask you, want to play Fable? No, it's okay.
I'm going to play on my Vita.
I'd be like, no, I got a better game. I'm playing it. It's called Hide the Sausage.
No, ma'am. You're going to be playing on those fun indie games like the Massage.
What indie games? Because, you know, they're just going to mesh them all in with the rest. PlayStation, come on. If you got the console together, if your move is actually moving right, I think you got it this time. You came out on top this year.
I love the indie because they're indie games. Like, they're not, hey, here's a poorly animated girl with giant titties. That's all. That's all that's in the indie Xbox Live indie games.
I don't need to play a girl with giant titties because I got giant titties. Thank
you.
Because you
play her in IRL.
Yes, I do. I play her in IRL. I don't need them in the game. And every game I play, I try to get characters with small boobies because let me tell you, these puppies hurt. Okay.
That out of body experience.
Yes. Thank you very much. All right. Actually, we need to go because we have a minute left.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I like how Corey was like, Molly, make sure you bring all this stuff to discuss.
Yeah.
Because we'll go off the rails anyway. It's better to have too much than not enough.
Yeah, you know what? We always have too much shit. We really do, and it's awesome. Anyway, so as you can hear, that music's going. I'm feeling kind of feisty. Obviously, this is my feisty music. Tune in
That's
tomorrow. What? It's a good song. Tune in tomorrow to hopefully catch news with Ginger and Corey. We'll see how that goes. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have our Pixelista because we are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion, and boy, do we love it. All right, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll, bitches. And make sure to visit GamingMatrix.com.
Oh,
and what's going on there, and what?
Oh, Molly, I forgot. They rebranded their website. They are now GhostVolta.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
GhostVolta.com.
So you got two websites to visit. That's your homework, people. Don't make me come after you with a ruler.
There will be a test. There will
be a test. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Serious. So listen up, bitches. You need to visit ablegamers.com. You need to support them because everybody has the right to play games. All
right? That's right.
Damn right.